Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Monday Morning Recap, everyone. Coming to you real early today.
It's morning.
Maybe it's the earliest in show history.
It's literally not morning.
It is. In California, it is morning
and
right now.
And in Denver.
Thank you. Thank you.
And, of course, Hawaii.
Yes. Hawaii, obviously. And as always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Wouldn't need it this weekend, would we?
No, okay. It also might double the size of your junk. We're not entirely sure.
Not sure.
We have a team of scientists working around the clock led by Gary Busey, although he's in hot water right now, yep. So it's been delayed.
Yeah.
Now you've...
Indefinitely. Indefinitely.
What are we, in May?
Sure.
And there have been 12 golf tournaments so far, I think.
12
or 13?
What do we got here?
It's been a golf tournament every week.
So 16.
Yeah,
there's been 16, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And 16 tournaments.
And you got 4 wins.
I've won 4 of them. And I came in second place 3 other times.
And Scheffler's won 2?
Sure has.
2 of those are Scheffler, yeah.
Yep.
Are you trying to diminish his...
No, the Justin Rose was a good call.
Jason Day?
Jason Day, yeah. He's been playing good golf. We've been on him all year, like me and you, both kind of going back and forth. Finally gets the win, first win in 5 years. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
What's what? 16-1?
Thank you.
What course was it?
Yes.
It was TPC Craig Ranch. It was just like a... I mean, I actually give you credit for this week because it's like a birdie fest. So it's like, honestly, anyone could win that.
Wait, who was that dick that started off 10 under in the first round?
He was 11 under.
Chinaman.
11 under?
Yeah,
holy shit. So he shot a 60?
Again, this is like, it was a super easy course. So it's actually harder to pick the winner for something like this. Because it could be like a, like usually Cage Lee has won the last 2 years and it's just like 24, 25 under.
Mm-hmm. Is it just like whoever's hot that day or how does that work?
It's boring golf. It's like whoever makes the most putts. Mm. And Jason Day, I think all year has had strokes gained putting. So
I thought it was the most exciting tournament of the year and here's why. At one point there was 9 people on Sunday tied for number 1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never seen anything like that before.
Super easy course.
But usually you don't see 9 people tied for number 1.
You do in tournaments like this.
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
It's just like when you're kind of like 24, 23 under, that's usually when everybody's like just going balls to the wall. I mean, Scottie Scheffler was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do? How do you pick in on that course? Is whoever's got the fucking best putting game or what?
No, you just, it's just kind of like whatever.
It's always a lottery ticket.
Yeah, not really.
For golf. Yeah. I mean, if you're betting top 10s and top 20s, it's definitely not a lottery ticket.
I don't have that anymore.
Yeah, they don't have that anymore. I wish they did because my other guy that I picked finished 6th. So
that's probably why they don't have it anymore.
It is.
It's quite easy.
They had to be getting cleaned out. I mean, yes. You were making, like, you would pick winners, but you were making all your money on those 10s, right?
In top 20s. Everybody was.
It's derailed me. So
it significantly lowered his living quality.
Yeah, I mean, look, most companies stopped allowing it because golf gambling has become so huge. That there's a bunch of different outlets now. There's a bunch of different caddies, old pros, who are giving everybody tips week to week. So I understand it from a gambling perspective, but it's also why the NFL got really, really tough last year.
Make golf dirty again.
Well, so you found that to be an exciting tournament. You found it boring. It's almost the reverse of a UFC match where there's good technical fighting going on. But casuals like us don't give a fuck about that.
It's not casuals. It's just like it's stock shots. People hit in the middle of the green every time, and then it's just like 2 putts for birdie. Like everyone's on the green for a par 5 and 2.
But you prefer like...
I like challenges.
Something challenging.
Yeah, yeah. Like we have the major coming up. We have the PGA Championship. Yeah. So we'll...
Very difficult.
The best of the best will rise to the top. So this week, major, it's going to be a big name. It won't be some random fuck week like Wyndham Clark last week. So...
And to put it in perspective, it's kind of like watching a Big 12 football game. It's going to be 58-48. So if you love high scoring and no defense, you would have loved the tournament this weekend. If you love defense, it's definitely the PGA next weekend because that's a fucking hard
course. But I think people prefer when it's harder because, like, it's fun to see pros get, you know, punched in the face.
Maybe. We'll see. Look, there's always been exceptions to the rule. I mean, the Masters this year, homeboy fucking torched it. We'll find out. The odds will be out sometime later this afternoon. Have you took a peek at the PGA odds this week at all?
I have, and I also have an early feel right now.
Is it John? Is John? He's the favorite, right? John Rahm.
Rahm and Scotty will be the favorite. I'm feeling a man that actually won this week.
Jason Day?
No.
Who?
Rose.
DJ.
Mm. Oh, on Live.
Yeah.
Be great. I would love it. We'll see if you end up taking that.
We'll see.
On Wednesday's show.
He's 20-1. I don't like taking anything like that's kind of like the threshold for me. I don't like going under 20-1. I just don't.
The guy who won this weekend was 17-1. I'll take that all guy.
What are the favorites, like fucking 12 or something?
It'll be lower than that.
It might be like 8-9-1.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not even worth betting.
No, I just don't. When it's golf, I like. It's been a weird year because it's been a lot of big names that won tournaments all year. So my strategy of picking guys at like 40 or 50-1 isn't really working right now.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Rahm's been pretty consistent lately, right?
If he doesn't win this weekend, I'd be shocked.
Do you think he's the best in the world? I mean, Scotty's won a bunch too, though, right?
Rahm's still the best.
I've got Rahm at one.
It seems like Scotty has bigger fuck-ups. Like
No, they're both just there every time. Like, they're even when they don't win, they're top five, top ten. So,
yeah, he was.
They're both going to be in the
Scheffler
mix.
Was top five this weekend. I think he was three, maybe.
Did Rahm play this weekend?
No. So he was off, but Rahm was second the weekend before, and Scotty didn't play. So
bullshit tournament. Mm. Scotty only played because he's from Dallas.
So it's not a, what do they call it? Not a preferred event. What do they call it?
Designated.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big party event. Byron Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, they added a stadium hole to 17 that was a blast.
They tried too hard.
6,500 people.
Everyone's trying to recreate 16 at the West
Phoenix,
But I mean, Byron Nelson's always been like a shit show. Like a low-key shit show. Like
when it was at Trinity Forest, I believe it was there. But it was fun.
What do they call it, the Nelson?
Byron Nelson.
Yeah. The
locals, they call it. Yeah, we're going to the Nelson.
Yeah. There is a lot of money. Good for charity, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure is.
And it's just, you know,
all things that Delco hates. Charity, odds, winning, all that stuff that you hate.
I do hate charity, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I did too much in college.
Too much charity?
Too much charity.
What? What?
Philanthropy.
Yeah, you're forced to do a lot of charity when you're in a fraternity.
Yeah, I thought I like signed up to like party and we ended up doing too much philanthropy.
Oh, God.
You went to like a dog shelter and threw a tennis ball, you asshole.
I mean, that's absolutely crazy.
That's not true.
No, that is true.
I did once go to, pediatric cancer ward and try to play fetch with them.
There you go.
No, he went to the dog shelter and he was putting down the dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the charity was actually for the workers there.
I was doing the Lord's work.
Execute the dogs.
It was called, you get an injection, you get an injection, you get an injection.
Oh, no, he was using piano wire.
Oh, no shit.
Right. That's why he's got those scars on his hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Some of the pit bulls, they'll really struggle.
Want to know why I got these scars?
Yeah, those scars are from Philly, my man. Did you keep any of that piano wire at your house this weekend? For game 7 yesterday of Philly versus Boston.
No, he's been saying for 2 weeks that that's what's going to happen.
It's a perfect birthday gift.
I won on your birthday. Yeah. Philly lost to game 7 on your birthday.
And here's the thing, too. The Sixers are, I don't talk about them a lot because it's one team I actually care about, like from Philly.
Uh-huh.
Like, obviously, when you move away, you kind of, you know, you're not as invested in teams you grew up cheering for. I mean, I still, you know, watch the Phillies every now and then. I watch the Eagles every week, but I'm not as invested as I am with the Sixers because I grew up playing basketball. I grew up going to 76ers basketball camp. And, I didn't want to talk about it much because I knew this is how it ends, and this is how the process is going to get blown up. We're going to have guys, definitely locals like my dad, just talking shit on Embiid. Being like, even though he just won MVP, they're going to be like, I don't know if he's the answer. I don't know if he's going to be able to win a championship. And I'm going to have to deal with it and have to put up with it. And I just, you know,
I think
Doc's probably gone. I'd imagine Doc's going to get fired.
Let's give him a month's vacation, paid vacation, but he has to stay at his parents' house the whole time.
Just do a live show with my dad.
Yeah. So let's start with Embiid.
Yeah.
No show. Terrible presser after the game, blamed everybody but himself.
He did throw a lot of people under the bus.
Yeah, that was weird. It's like, me and James can't do it by ourselves. Okay, well, you got Tyrese Maxey, but also you guys combined for 24 points.
Well, Harden didn't have a whole lot there.
Doesn't matter. Embiid only had 15.
He had 15. Harden had 9. They had 9 turnovers.
Well, Harden's probably going to go to Houston, so.
Yeah, he's going to go get to 30,000 points and then retire, probably.
He trusted the process. The process did not work out, or ever get them to a finals.
The process was Doc Rivers and PJ Tucker. That's not the process, dude.
How do you blame Doc Rivers, though, for a bunch of guys that just miss shots? I have a problem with that. Like, the two superstars didn't show up.
You kind of blame Doc for game 6 and just the offense. He was running with 4 minutes left and blowing that lead.
Yep.
There's a lot of things to blame Doc for. Probably need a fresh face. He's probably going to end up. He'll get fired. He'll go to like Orlando or something. He'll land on his feet. Maybe we get
Nick Nurse is out there.
Nick Nurse is there. Maybe Jay Wright. Jay Wright's waiting in the wings.
What about like
Budenholzer from
Budenholzer. No, thank you. If there's one coach I don't want, it's
really
because he won a championship.
He doesn't make adjustments.
What
ever.
About a first time coach like JJ Redick? He's out there on the. He's interviewing.
He just interviewed with the Timberwolves. Yep,
and Toronto. Yeah,
former Sixer great. So. Yep. He knows some of the guys. He played with Embiid and everybody.
I'm not sure if that's a great thing, though. Like, right. It's so in the military, if you get promoted from lower enlisted E1 to E4 to sergeant or corporal, even at E4, they move you to a different unit typically. Not a different battalion altogether, but to a different company because they don't want you being in charge of your friends.
Right.
Because it causes problems, right, typically. It's hard to get those guys respect. I don't know if that would be the case with Redick or not.
Maybe you can get some minutes, you know. Player coach,
dude. Maybe he can still shoot.
I know.
Oh yeah,
he can easily come out there.
And yep. He can pull puss. Those are the two things he can do.
He can give you 12 every night.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, but how many is he gonna miss?
He doesn't miss much. He's 42%.
He's been pretty accurate over his career. Yeah.
I knew we were toast though. Game 6 when Niang hit a 3 and then he did the German 3.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I knew that was a bad sign.
Yeah. Embiid taking 4 3-pointers last night was not a great sign either. What was trending last night all throughout Twitter was the fake MVP, the pity MVP, which I love to see. And then every single sports analyst yesterday saying, I apologize for saying that Jokic
It's a shame.
Is not better than Embiid.
I wanted to see the Sixers play the Nuggets in the finals because when they do go head-to-head, Embiid owns Jokic.
Mm-hmm. Like, not only that, but this you could say this about Jokic every single year. Every year in the playoffs, that Nuggets team folds. Their injuries, blah, 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 whatever. Every single year, they fold in the fucking playoffs in the second round. Now, they got through the second round this year, so that's fucking progress.
They were in the conference finals in the bubble, too. Last year, everyone was healthy, they were in the conference finals.
No one gives a fuck about that bubble.
All four teams that were in the bubble are in the last four teams that are currently left now.
I just love the stories that came out of the bubble where they're like fishing or they go golf and then they snuck Thotties in and banged them.
Fucking the force. Chicken wings at a strip club.
Yeah, it was a blast.
They should do a doc on that.
What's your dude? Wasn't he playing golf? The UCF dude, the giant Taco Fall.
Taco Fall.
He like learned how to play golf in the bubble, and it looked.
I don't want to watch him play golf.
You don't? You don't want to watch
him? Do they even make clubs big enough for him?
I don't even like looking at him.
Yeah, he's a weird looking guy.
Imagine the physics. I don't know if you've.
Well, the most ironic part about Taco Fall is he wanted to be an astronaut.
You can't do that.
Sorry, what?
That was his goal, to be an astronaut as a child.
And when you're taller than the rocket itself, they're not going to let you in.
Yeah, but can you imagine the leverage? So you see a golf club swung at the appropriate speed as the head's bending backwards as you're coming through to make contact with the ball. I can only imagine what kind of fulcrum leverage this guy's getting, especially with an oversized driver. Holy shit. He should be able to drive the ball like 600 yards.
But, you know, lesson learned. Boston, the Celtics just own us. They have for a long time now.
They do. Jason Tatum had a great game.
He set the record that was set 2 weeks ago by Steph Curry. He broke it. 51 in a game 7.
Jason Tatum officially
killed. Wait, didn't I thought Curry had 53?
50. So he had 50. Tatum beat it by 1. It seemed like he did it on purpose, which I love as well.
Only person to break 50 in game 7 in NBA history, right?
Ever.
Yeah.
So it was Steph at 50, and then 2 weeks later you have Jason Tatum just to prove the points. Now you have the Celtics versus the Heat. Well, actually, what happens here with this Philly team real quick? Embiid is now 30.
Mm-hmm.
30 years old.
Yeah.
Let's face it. He's been broken down for most of his career. Can he ever win a title?
Yeah. Probably.
I was not confident.
I mean, probably the minute he leaves Philly, right?
He just doesn't have that dog in him. You know what I mean?
No.
Like in a game 7 to put that kind of – and you can say – the defense was great, which it was. The team defense of Boston was really fucking good. But to settle for 4 3-point shots like that, that means he's not trying. He didn't want to get down there and bang in the fucking post.
And he's not a 3-point
you know
shooter.
I mean? He shoots pretty well from three, actually.
He can be a dog, but he needs somebody on him, like P.J. Tucker. Like he needs game five or game six, here, four. Like P.J. Tucker.
I remember that.
So after this year, you got to think that the Warriors want Draymond Green the fuck out of Golden State. Maybe he comes to Philly.
Maybe.
No, please not.
I think that would be great for Embiid.
No,
honestly.
He is terrible.
It depends. It wasn't great for Durant. I feel like he broke Durant spiritually.
Durant and Embiid are not the same guy. Durant's out there trying to prove something all the time.
Honestly,
he's insecure and shit. Embiid's just lazy.
I've said this in a group chat with Ross and Rob. You could replace Draymond Green with Nerlens Noel and those Warriors championship teams, same result.
I don't think so.
I do.
No, you still need somebody yelling at him, but look, Harden would be gone.
The only center they had even a modicum of success with, well, I guess David Lee.
Yeah.
To some degree, but he was 6 foot fucking nine, so that's...
What, you talking about Bogut?
Bogut, yeah.
Yeah. But with Philly, let's see, Harden will probably be gone. Doc, maybe not gone. Who knows?
Hopefully gone.
There's no way Doc's staying.
No.
We can't get past the second round with him.
Also, Doc, I mean, like, notorious for blowing leads with 3 wins in a playoff series. He did it again.
Yeah.
He did it again.
Yeah.
I know 3-2 is not, like, a safe lead, but, like, still.
No, as soon as we lost game six, I was like, we're fucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rivers just said he intends to return to the 76ers. That's great to say.
He can intend all the stuff he wants there, buddy. But yeah, they're going to have to rebuild this roster. Harden is going to be a free agent, right?
Yeah. Although Harris might not want to spend money. Maybe he brings him back because he just bought the Washington Commanders.
I think when you can shell out $7 billion, you don't
probably
really
have
to worry about spending money.
He's got the Commanders, he's got the Sixers, mm-hmm. he's got the Devils now. So
P.J. Tucker's probably going to retire. Right, he's 30. He'll be 39 at the start of next season.
Who knows? He's one of those guys that just stays there. Who's the guy from Miami who stayed there for 50 years?
Haslam.
Haslam's been a part of.
Actually, Haslam's still there.
He is
still there.
This is
45, I think.
This is his officially his last year. So, if they win a championship this year, he'll have won a Heat championship in 3 different Heat eras.
He's 42. Yeah, he's like a fucking aging rock band. It's like, we're on our last tour, brother. Come out to it. Like, no, you're not. Fucking liar. He'll be playing next year somewhere.
Yeah, it's Rolling Stones Farewell Tour 87.
He'll be playing Live Golf next year or some shit.
Choosing Tobias over Jimmy will hunt us forever.
Oh, man.
We win a championship with Jimmy.
Playoff Jimmy, dude.
Yeah, Jimmy up Embiid's ass? Fuck yeah.
They were the perfect kind of balance to each other because Embiid respected the fuck out of Jimmy.
Yeah.
Everybody respects Jimmy because he fucking, no matter what's going on, he comes to play.
Yep. He's a dog.
He is. So we're down to the final four here. We'll go around the horn because Tuesday night kicks off the finals matchups here. Again, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Tuesday night's game, Lakers at Denver. Spread is a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. This is a Denver -5.5. We'll start with you, D'Anthony. Who you got in this game, and then who do you have winning this series?
Well, Mo Bamba is a game-time decision for the Lakers, so I'm going to hold out.
Is he on the Lakers?
Yeah, I guess.
Mo Bamba is still the greatest song of all time, dude. Yes.
Yeah, that's not a song, though.
It is.
I mean, it's an instrumental song. What are the other lyrics?
No, it's a great song.
Just like Turned Down for What? It's a great song.
And I'm feeling really rich.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, there's no fucking lyrics.
Bitch.
Rappers could learn a thing or two. It's all about just fucking the breakdown.
I know.
And the music.
I know.
Just shut the fuck up. Nobody cares about bitches and hoes, Ja Morant.
It's stop about
waving a gun around in your fucking car.
Well, we'll get to Ja here after this matchup here. Who do you got in this Lakers Nuggets game? And is this spread too high?
No, I don't think so. Not at home. The Nuggets are particularly good at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And this is probably like a fucking 8-point game, in my opinion.
Okay.
Nuggets will be fine in this game. They do want to come out and set the tone, though.
I agree.
I think they, if you're the Nuggets coach, you really want to come out and fuck the Lakers up. And not only that, you want to try your best to demoralize them. You know what I mean? Because LeBron is playing on a combination of Adderall and crystal meth and HGH and fucking just willpower at this point. Like, his leg should have broken down in this playoffs already. It's coming. I don't think he's going to be able to make it through the whole thing, but he could make it through this round. So you got to come out and stomp these guys.
I agree. So you got Denver game one. Do you have Denver for the series then?
Yeah, I think Denver in six, probably.
Yep. What about you, Delco?
You just do not respect the power of Adam Silver. He'll make the phone call. We're getting Lakers Celtics. Just accept it.
Did you get the script?
I would love it. I just don't think it's going to happen. It's happening. Hopefully it happens.
LeBron's winning another title. Accept it.
I would like to see Lakers Celtics. Lakers Heat, I don't think I would care to see
God,
that.
If they get Nuggets Heat, the NBA might as well just
Well, Miami fans are pretty rowdy, so that would – and Jimmy Butler's pretty popular too. As a matter of fact, I think that would elevate Jimmy Butler quite a bit.
It would, but I against Denver, it would not be great. Yeah. Miami, L.A., two big market teams, Jimmy and L.A. would
be
fine.
They need one of Boston or L.A.
Correct.
In the finals. Yes. They don't need both.
No.
But they need
But
one.
If they get both.
Right.
And they will.
We'll see.
I mean, there's still a lot of regional fans, people that are fan like our parents' generation, fans that live in cities like Milwaukee and Atlanta and shit like that, that are still Celtics fans because of the 70s and 80s, right?
Same with
that
Lakers.
Are still Lakers fans because of the 70s and 80s. So, yeah, that might be the most watched series of all time.
Yeah, it could be. Who do you got in this one, Bob?
Nugs for both. I mean, I think this is like, yeah, I'll say Nugs in six just because I think the Lakers get more than one. But fuck, I mean, the Lakers are old and they're good. They got to play.
They're not that old. I mean, LeBron is, but
AD.
AD is the oldest 30-year-old besides Embiid I've ever seen.
Well, AD's got he's got free run of this Nuggets team. There's nobody on that team that can stop him. Mm-mm. There was nobody on that team, on the Warriors team, that could stop him either, and he still had two games with like 12 points.
Wouldn't Jokic be on him, though?
Jokic
for this
doesn't
game?
Play defense.
Jokic,
he's a body, and he rebounds really fucking well, but so they're not going to get a bunch of easy second chance points, but AD can back him down and shoot fucking hook shots and fadeaways over him easily.
Yeah.
Jokic can't defend that shit.
This might be, I know Embiid versus Jokic in the final would be dope, but this might be the best matchup of centers in decades since like Olajuwon Shaq or Olajuwon Ewing. Like, this is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, when healthy, which he seems to be right now for the most part, what, like a top two defensive center with Embiid?
Yeah.
And then Jokic is maybe the best offensive player in the NBA, like all around.
No, not maybe, he is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's fucking, it's going to be fucking incredible.
And Anthony Davis defensively is good. He's one of the very few people in the entire NBA that's both good one-on-one defense and team defense.
Yeah.
Really good offensive rebounder. He's good on help defense, blocking shots, and clogging up the lane. And he's also good at keeping even smaller, faster guards in front of him, as we saw with Steph Curry in this last series.
Yeah.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be awesome. But I think the Lakers are going to have, between Davis and LeBron, they're going to have trouble with playing four games at elevation.
Nah, Lakers in five.
No, this is madness now. I've got Nuggets in six as well. Jokic is averaging a triple-double in the playoffs.
I do like, but
I don't know that I've ever said that before.
Austin Reeves is fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
Russell, Reeves.
D'Angelo Russell. Yeah, you have been surprisingly quiet on your Buckeye.
Which one?
D'Angelo.
I'm not that impressed with him. he shows up sometimes. Also not impressed with what he did to Swaggy P in the past.
That's fair.
He should have been cut from the NBA after that. So, you know. He's look, until he can prove that he can carry a team, because right now Lonnie Walker is the only guy that you can say, well, shit, that guy came in and actually won a game for this team.
Well, Austin Reeves has been instrumental.
He's been great. Yeah. Absolutely. So I would put those two
they
over
D'Lo. They
have a lot
of solid pieces, like low-key, like Hachimura.
They do.
They do, for sure. Yeah.
They've got, if LeBron wasn't 38 and Anthony Davis just didn't disappear every other game, I would say the Lakers. Because the Nuggets are due for an injury here soon too, so
they're gonna shoot up LeBron with every drug known to man. He's not gonna feel any pain.
I hope this happens. I want to see Boston, LA. I want to be entertained. I want this to happen. With you.
They should give LeBron PCP.
Yeah, why not?
And just watch him rip somebody completely in half at the torso. He picks Jamal Murray up and just tears him in half.
Yeah.
And then hands him to the ref. Like, is that a T2? Am I out? I'll be back next game.
Yeah, it's a flagrant one. Yeah. Actually, Silver makes the call. This is actually, whoever wins the series, I'm happy with it, though. Because I'm happy seeing either of these teams in the finals.
Yeah. I do not think I'll watch a Denver game in the finals.
Lakers win the title. LeBron wins MVP. He goes up on stage and says, Taiwan's not a real place.
Yeah.
And he walks off No, he probably won't retire.
No, he wants to play with his kid.
He wants to play with his kid.
He's going to get a tattoo of Mal right on his forehead.
He should. He should. We'll move on to the next series here. Yeah, I would love it.
Chairman LeBron.
I would love it. Heat versus Celtics is on Wednesday nights. Big, big opening spread for this one. This is Celtics minus -8. D'Anthony, who wins this game and who wins the series?
Continued disrespect for the Heat.
They are an 8 seed.
I just don't.
But so, minus -8?
So are the Lakers, bro.
Shit, dude. Yeah. Minus -8.
I mean, technically, I think the Lakers were a fucking 9 seed, right?
They earned the 7. They had to play in the play-in tournament.
Right.
8 points at home. I mean, look, Boston's coming off a big win. That helps them. Like, the energy is going to continue moving forward. I mean, I guess Miami kind of is too, but I don't think the Knicks were ever really that much competition for them.
Knicks are almost there.
But they're
not there yet.
I feel like Boston proved something to themselves in this last round, so they're going to have a lot of confidence coming forward. It's hard to bet against Jimmy Butler right now.
Yeah, but I would still say Celtics in 5 or 6.
It feels like, yeah, I don't know. If there's one team that can handle Jimmy Butler, it feels like it's the Celtics.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, it's...
They shove Marcus Smart in his face.
They play pretty good team defense most of the time. They don't foul. Like, the Warriors play pretty good team defense, but they foul so goddamn much that they almost neutralize their ability. By the way, crunch time defense, the Lakers are giving up 74 points per 100 possessions right now.
Yeah.
That is the best ever in a postseason.
We'll find out if it carries over.
But anyways, yeah, in this series, I have no idea. We'll see, right? I won't game. Ask me again after game 2.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens. The Celtics handle them at home pretty well, games 1 and 2, then I think Celtics will win this in 5.
Okay. Delco?
Yeah, Celtics in 5.
Okay. What about this spread for the opening game, -8 Boston?
I think it's probably closer. So I think Heat cover, Boston
taking a
wins.
Teaser.
I'm going to take Heat plus the points here. That's a lot of fucking points. Bob, who do you got?
Yeah, I think Celtics in 5. And you know what? I'll say they cover this spread. And if they shit their pants, it'll be game 2.
Yeah. Okay. And I would, and for tomorrow night's game, Tuesday night's game, I would definitely take Nuggets with the points. Because if it's a 7-8 point game with 8 minutes left, I'm not sure you see. Like, I was shocked in game 6 with the Lakers to see LeBron stay out there for 40 minutes.
Same, dude.
It ended up being fine because the Warriors are pussies, but I don't think they'll do this against a much younger Nuggets team. Like, the average starter on the Nuggets team is 26 and a half years old, I think.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, the Lakers punt a lot. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, that's a smart move. Darvin,
right, yeah, yeah.
Everybody made fun of the Lakers for picking Darvin Ham, a fucking nobody, but he's turned out to be a pretty goddamn good coach.
Well, he was a hard ass. And people wondered whether or not LeBron and those guys would listen to a hard ass at their age, 30 and 38 for AD and LeBron, and they did. You know, LeBron seems pretty serious about winning a fucking title. AD, I don't fucking know with that guy. In the Celtics Heat series, I'm going to take Heat plus the points in game 1, and I think Celtics win this in 6 here. But I've got Denver versus the Celtics in the finals. And if that is the case, who wins it all?
I don't know. It depends on the Celtics. The Celtics have a better team, I think.
It's like one of the best offenses against. It's like a top 5 offense versus a top 5 defense. So who the fuck knows, man? I mean, that's a dope series. If you like basketball, it's a dope series. If you like TV ratings, it might not be. But, I mean, it's going to be fun as fuck.
But it's hard to tell, man. It depends on if Boston shows up.
Yeah.
Because you're not. It's one thing to deal with the Sixers with two guys who aren't dogs, like James Harden and Joel Embiid are not dogs. They're not like Jimmy Butler. But you know, and I guess you could say the Nuggets have folded in the playoffs quite a bit over the past couple of years, but almost always it's been
an injury
related. So we'll see. Maybe somebody's weird tracksuit wearing brothers show up and fucking kneecap somebody. You know what I mean? You never know.
I think this might be Denver's year.
Wouldn't that be fun though if like those two brothers kneecapped one of the fucking Celtics players?
Yeah,
that would be great.
And we had a whole Nancy Kerrigan thing all over again. I think
takes out Robert Williams.
Yeah, that would be great for the sport.
Yeah,
it'd be goddamn incredible
for ratings. For ratings,
I just want to watch those crazy bastards on the sideline for fucking. Yeah,
ESPN should do a second camera just for them.
Yeah.
It's like a picture in picture. You just see them there, and they're like sharpening knives and shit.
You just got like a PA feeding them vodka and cocaine all game.
It'd be great. We got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Great time of year for gambling here. We got the NBA Conference Finals. We've got the PGA Championship this weekend. You can win a lot of money. We always post our, post our bet slips on Facebook in the Drinking Bros Sports Facebook group. It is private. It's free to join. Just don't be an asshole, but that allows us to post our bet slips and everything else. That way you can see who we have bet on. Again, this weekend, if you listen to the golf show, I picked Jason Day to win. Odds were about 17 to 1 on that, and that paid off at a lot of money. Those are fun lottery tickets if you're out there, and it makes golf more enjoyable over the weekend. NBA is a blast to bet on. I know you guys are dabbling now into Major League Baseball a lot, gambling with that. That's a blast. All of these odds that we read today are on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. Now, if you want to go to any of these games, either the Celtics game or the Denver game, tickets are surprisingly not bad for either of these series here. We have tickets on drinkingbrostickets.com. Right now, Celtics tickets are going for about $175 apiece, which is right around face, actually, which isn't terrible. And for the Denver game, they're going for right around $195 a ticket there if you're in the Denver area and want to check out that game. Again, those aren't terrible prices. I thought it would be a lot higher than that.
The Denver games in particular are probably going to be fucking wild.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jesus Christ.
I think they can smell it, and then, you know, it's LeBron. So.
Yeah.
And everybody's on mushrooms, too.
Yeah.
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 So it should be interesting.
Exactly. We'll switch on over here to Ja Morant. What the fuck is this guy doing?
I don't know. Just suspend him for the next year.
That's what Stephen A. Smith said. Yeah. Michael Wilbon took it a step further. He goes, look, I've got kids. They love the NBA. They love what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. I follow the NBA. I cover the NBA. I do all the things, but I will not allow my kid to buy Ja Morant shoes anymore. I'm sure Powerade, Nike, all those other companies will end up dropping him. He got killed for this online by Black Twitter, calling him various names. One starts with a C. It is often a short-term name for a raccoon, which I think is bullshit. Look, as a good parent, why would you pay for any of this guy's shit?
Well, let me ask you this. Do Michael Wilbon's kids have Call of Duty on their PlayStation?
Yes, not sure.
They do. They
not
do.
Sure.
They do.
Okay.
Because everybody does. They also have Fortnite, where you run around in costumes and shoot each other in the fucking face.
I hate Call of Duty. I suck at it. First-person shooters, get it out of my
That's
face.
That's because you're not a 12-year-old Chinaman.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
I'm not on speed.
Do you know how bad it feels to be a successful man in life and go on to Warzone and get dominated by a child? And not just dominated by a child, but then he's calling you racial slurs that don't even apply to you.
Yeah.
And then your system's so lagging, and they have like PC.
It's even worse for you. You did this for real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to really sucks. Hurt Dan.
I want to find him.
So Dan's just kicking in doors, little kids' bedrooms.
Where's the Chinaman, goddammit?
Yeah, at this point, do you give him a full year ban?
You know.
For what, though? Does he legally own the gun?
That's what they're trying to figure out now.
Well, it depends on where he was, too. Let me watch this video again, because
he's in a car, so it's tough to say where he is. The Instagram Live was off of his best friend's page. So clearly his friends aren't looking out for him either. The other video, he was live on his own feed on Instagram. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this dude. I mean, it's nuts now at this point. I mean, you're just throwing away $500 million for no reason other than
he lost
a couple of pictures that nobody's impressed with.
He lost $40 million by not making any of the all NBA teams.
Right.
And the reason he didn't make it is because he was out because of being suspended.
Yep.
Right. He certainly had the numbers. Are they moving? Or are they sitting in somebody's driveway? Because
they appear to be moving a little bit.
No, they're not moving.
Oh, they're not? Okay. He was in Denver for the strip club situation. I don't know where he was for this.
Yeah, the league is investigating right now. So is Memphis. He's been suspended indefinitely until they figure out where he was, whose gun it was, where it's registered, all that other stuff.
I don't care. Like this, that Wilbon clutching his pearls over a black dude having a gun and pretending like his kids don't watch fucking violent movies and play violent video games, he's full of shit on that one. But this just happened 2 months ago, and the NBA was like, knock that shit off.
Yep.
And his sponsors, where he makes his money, said, knock that shit off, and he did it again, so fuck him.
It is just weird trying to be like a wannabe gangster. Like, we know where you grew up.
Well, I mean, it's like Kaepernick. Kaepernick wants to be a civil rights activist. He's raised by fucking white people.
The whitest human beings.
You know what I mean?
Earth.
It's like, imposter syndrome is what it is. Well, he's around a bunch of fucking dudes that grew up rough, and he feels like a bitch because of it, so he needs to act out.
Also, like, the NBA doesn't care that he owns a gun. Right. They're like, please just stop dancing with your gun on video and taking it to like a strip club and showing it off there. Like, don't even film yourself at a strip club first off before we even get to the gun part.
He needs that. Remember the last Batman, Christopher Nolan Batman movie where he pressed that button and it killed all the cameras, a little mini EMP?
Yeah.
That's what the league should hire somebody to follow him around with that.
Yeah.
The league should hire somebody to take his phone away entirely, and then the same way that somebody should have taken Trump's phone away, because he'd still be president right now, and we wouldn't be in a lot of this mess we're in if somebody had just slapped Twitter out of his fucking hands.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you remember 2 months ago, he said in an interview, I know what I have to lose, and I will try to be more responsible, more smarter, and staying away from all the bad decisions. That was less than 60 days ago, and then here we are. It might be a full year at this one.
Maybe he just misinterpreted it. He's like, okay, I won't take my gun to the strip club anymore.
Yeah. Well, you got to be more specific.
Yeah.
John, if you're out there and you want to come down to Texas and actually shoot guns and stuff and hang out, we'll do that.
Yeah, just maybe like a gun safety PSA he has to do. That's like his punishment.
Maybe, but even after the Lakers loss, he said in the press conference, I've got to be better with my decision making. That's pretty much it. The off-the-court issues affected us as an organization, and I just need to be more disciplined. I mean, that was 4 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Where's his dad at? His dad's a hard ass.
His dad's in every fucking
his
game.
His biggest hater.
Didn't his dad almost get in a fight with Shannon Sharp?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad needs to go just beat his son's ass.
Yeah.
Like, fucking goddamn, dude. You don't even need a gun. You can pay for security. Are you that afraid of your own security? Just fucking buy people to hold the guns for you.
Doesn't make any sense.
You can perfectly have a gun. Just like stop flashing it.
Well, saying like there's so many. What I'm saying is most people who have a gun for security, like that is their only way to have security, right? They have to have the guns themselves. He can do it in so many different ways.
Yeah, I think it might be a little problematic that you first went to buying people. Not shocking, obviously, with your history, your family's history. But
that's crazy.
A little
man.
Problematic.
It's called employing them, Bob.
Yeah.
We do that now.
Sure is. Sure is.
It's just a lump sum payment.
Yeah, exactly.
to a third party.
I think he gets a full year.
He might, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Adam Silver, well, the NBA historically has been pretty lenient on everything, right?
Yeah.
Like they don't want their stars to be in trouble.
What did Gilbert get when he actually pointed
his gun? It's a great question.
50 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 50 might be the standard there.
Yeah, but he brought a gun and he committed a crime and violated direct league policy. I don't know that there's a league policy that says you can't make a music video in your front yard and your car with a gun, because there's nothing illegal about any of that.
No, yeah, but, and that's what they're trying to figure out now is where he was.
He brought a gun into the locker
room. Caron Butler.
Well,
right?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Right? And he said it was a joke. That's what he told us in fucking Vegas. He was like, yeah, it was
sure
a joke.
Was, I'm
like,
yeah.
That's a weird joke, bud.
Like, strange
we're,
one.
We're comedians and I own a lot of guns. That doesn't sound like any joke I ever told.
You've never pointed a gun once at me in, years?
Well, not that you're aware of.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Dan's never pointed his gun in a joking manner at us at the desk. It's been serious every time.
Yeah.
It's always serious.
It's always serious.
I would never point my weapon at somebody I didn't intend to shoot. So.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens here. We'll switch on over to baseball. So the A's have reached a deal to develop a Las Vegas stadium. So that's done. They're out of there.
That doesn't mean shit. The league, the commissioner, and the owners still have to vote to allow them to move.
They will.
They will, right?
Presumably. But it's not over.
Yeah.
And usually what happens during those deals is that the fucking owners ask for something in return. We'll see what that is, right?
What is it usually?
Who knows? Who knows? It's always something. There's always a delay. And it's like, oh, the owners were negotiating. What the fuck does that mean? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, they've got all the power already. The commissioner of baseball doesn't work for the organization of Major League Baseball. It works for the owners. In the same way that Roger Goodell is an employee of the owners of the NFL, right? I think the NBA is the only one that does it the correct way, which is where the NBA is an actual organization. He's essentially the CEO of it, and that's how that works. And this, the commissioner doesn't report back to the teams. He reports to the owners, right?
Right.
Which is not the same. It may sound like the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
No, that's probably why the NBA is the best league at marketing.
Yeah.
By a long stretch. I mean, the NFL sells itself, I guess you could say, but the NBA, basketball doesn't sell itself. Like, in the 90s, it was like hockey versus basketball for what was going to be the third sport. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now it's NBA's bigger than baseball.
Oh, yeah. Shouts to hockey right now. What a Final Four we're going to have.
What do you mean?
We have the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And then we have the Golden Knights and potentially the Kraken.
Well, it's game seven is tonight.
Probably the Stars, but it could be the Kraken.
It's once again going to be all U.S. teams.
Yep.
Yeah.
For the, later Canada. For
the, every, like a Canadian team, I think the last time they won was 91.
Yeah. And by the way, if the Stars win, it's all teams that don't even get winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, go Panthers.
Go Panthers. My call before the series started, all of it started, was Vegas versus Carolina, so I'm still in it. I mean, I got it.
Did I pick the Panthers as like a troll?
Yeah, I think you might have.
Vegas kind of gets a winner. It's like 40 degrees and raining.
All right.
I think it did snow there once.
I assume Raleigh gets like a little bit of a winner too.
Say that again?
Raleigh.
Like Rawlings.
Yeah. But I don't care
Sir
about
Roger.
That place.
Walter.
Yeah, Raleigh's all right.
Beautiful this time of year.
Amazing.
Big Charlotte fan.
Yeah.
No. What? Have you been to North Carolina?
I love North Carolina.
Charlotte's pretty far from Raleigh. It's about 2.5 hours.
It's pretty terrible as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Raleigh better.
Way better.
Charlotte's up and coming.
Yeah.
That's what they've been saying for like 10 years.
No, I've been saying that for 20 years.
Nah. Asheville and Wilmington.
Exactly.
That's where you go.
Yeah. Raleigh's third. Charlotte's fourth on that list here.
Doyle Brunson died.
He sure did. 89 years old. World Series of Poker champion. Legend.
It says he died of AIDS.
He was no Chris Moneymaker, you know?
Well, that guy's a clown. We'll see. Yeah, Jesus.
Can we bring poker back to ESPN, please?
No.
I think it is.
That was the worst era of you. Like me, it was when I was in college. So it'd be like me.
Yeah, you're
walking
into
my
fucking
fraternity house.
You guys want to play Texas Hold'em? Like, no.
Get away from me. No. And it's just like, so the three poker nerds just like hogging the TV with
cable.
No,
I was on Poker Stars at like 12 years old.
Yeah, I'm
just
sure.
playing like 11 games at a time.
It's like, this is a frat. We want to play beer pong and drink until we can't feel feelings anymore. I'm not trying to do fucking math, right?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
Awful era. Oh, shit, dude. John Daly just withdrew from the PGA Championship. God damn it.
Damn.
That's probably...
There goes my winner.
Probably AIDS as well.
Like, credibly.
Knowing him, yeah.
So, yeah.
There goes my winner. Matt Ryan finally retired here and is joining CBS as an analyst. Damn, dude. That's... He's going to the Hall of Fame, probably.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
But that fucking 28-3 really hurt.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Top 20 in every category.
James Harden?
Is that good enough, though?
Never. For Matt Ryan?
Oh, Matt Ryan.
One Super Bowl appearance.
An MVP.
Yeah.
MVP's hard to win.
Top 20 in every category.
But is NFL has its own Hall of Fame. It's not like basketball, right?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's
tougher to get in, though.
Do you consider Donovan McNabb a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely. Is he in?
I don't think so.
He should be.
Yeah, I kind of think he should be, too.
But he's, like, I think top 20 in all categories.
He could definitely be should be. Is he not?
I don't think so.
That'd be wild, man.
Yeah. It's a lot harder than basketball. But, I don't know if Matt Ryan's probably on the cusp. He might be.
He's right there.
I don't know. Dante Culpepper only played 11 seasons.
No, Culpepper only had 3 good years. I'm talking about McNabb.
Donovan McNabb. I mean, he had 4 conference titles and then 1 Super Bowl. He played in 4 conference championships and went to 1 Super Bowl.
Row,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. He finally got in there on the Super Bowl. Who they play in the Super Bowl?
3 in a row, and then he got in on the 4th.
They lost to the Pats.
That's right. But they lost to the Packers. Who else did they lose to?
No, we lost to the greatest show on turf, Rams.
We didn't lose the Packers.
That's tough.
I thought, wasn't it 2010? Or 2011 when the Packers won, they beat the Eagles? Is that right?
No, we lost to the Cardinals when they got in.
Okay, gotcha.
Kurt Warner.
Yeah, Kurt Warner.
Warner took you down twice.
Those were good teams, though. At least you lost to good teams.
Yeah, but we lost to the Bucks.
Six-time Pro Bowl.
That's true.
Who won the Super Bowl, but still.
Yeah.
That was like the lamest Super Bowl of my life.
And then we lost to losing to the Panthers was like the worst.
Yeah, losing to Jake DeLome and the Panthers is unforgivable.
Yeah. That's true. That was a bad one. Yeah. My God, dude.
He's not in the Hall of Fame yet, but...
Is there like a MLB situation where they don't get in on the writer ballot, but then the players vote him in? Like
I don't know much about the NFL Hall of Fame, but he's definitely... He retired in 2011, or 2012, I guess, so... Yeah. He's on the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. We'll switch on over to baseball here. The Rays still have the best record in Major League Baseball. Braves lost four in a row. What happened there, guys?
So Max Fried and Kyle Wright are both on the DL, or IL, whatever they call it, for the next 2 months. So.
Excuses.
2 months?
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, they're taking their time with them because they got – usually the Braves don't reach 500 until June sometime. And this year they're like fucking way up, so I think he's just playing it safe, to be honest. But
they're going to need to make a move.
It's a little bit of a correction. The Braves, who are who we thought they are, a fraud.
Right. In first place,
fraud, yeah.
Second best record in the league, sure.
Second best record in the league, and a 52 run differential after. We're going to run you down
after four. Yeah, I mean, the Blue Jays series was bad, but I felt the same way after. This feels like the same as the Astros series. We got swept in where we almost won every game, but ended up losing every game.
The bullpen's a little weak right now.
Pitching stretched thin.
Yeah, pitching is stretched thin. That's most of what it is. They were up in two of those three games against the Blue Jays this past week, and just couldn't hang on. So
everyone's playing. All the lineups playing well. The defense is playing well. Mm-hmm. We just need to get some pitching in there. We talked about on the show on Friday, maybe signing Madison Bumgarner, Chris Archer.
Yeah, we'll see. Anthopoulos likes to make moves before the trade deadline, but there's a while for that. I think he kind of wants to see how this plays out a little bit first before, because the people they're going to trade are Major League Baseball ready players that are in AAA right now, like Vaughn Grissom and Jared Schuster and Dylan Dodd, all of who have been up on the Major League roster this year. So you don't want to blow that load early. You want to you have to wait for teams to fall out of contention that have good players that you can trade for.
Okay.
Like the Pirates usually would be prime for pulling something out right now. They get off to a pretty hot start, but they're 2-8 over the last 10. So I think the Pirates are going to continue to decline because they don't have that good of a team, and you're going to see some dudes from that team open up a little bit, especially what's that fucker's name that they just signed to a long-term deal?
Brian Reynolds.
Brian Reynolds is a really good player, and they just signed him to a very Alex Anthopoulos-like deal.
Okay.
Long-term for like fucking $9 million a year or some shit like that.
It was their first $100 million contract, but it wasn't that much over $100 million.
It was like $108 or $106 million for 8 years. So it's like, I don't know what the math is on that.
Why do the Cardinals suck ass?
Dude, this is just...
They don't have any pitching.
It's been a long time coming. They just kept selling everything to like be... to win their weak division. So they'd get just good enough to win that division and be like, all right, we punched our ticket into the playoffs. Let's see what happens. And nothing ever happened. And now they're out of resources, like entirely.
They also have a coach that the team doesn't respect.
They hate their fucking manager.
Yeah, our manager,
And their pitching, like, it's all two contact pitching. And now the shift is banned.
Jordan Montgomery, Jack Flaherty, Miles Mikolas, Adam Wainwright, who's 42 years old.
Yeah.
And Steven Matz, who's never been all that great.
No, right? Montgomery's been good this year. All the rest of them have either been hurt or...
Montgomery's 2-5 with a 4.11 ERA.
Oh, he just went over 4 then, because he was in the threes.
Jack Flaherty, the number two guy, is 2-4 with a 6.18 ERA.
Yeah, that one hurts, because Flaherty was supposed to be their fucking dude.
So is Mikolas, though, and he's 2-1, but with a 4.91 ERA.
Yeah, they're fucking awful.
Wainwright has barely pitched. I think he's pitched twice, and he's got a 7.20 ERA. And Steven Matz, 5.62 ERA.
Oh, so, and the other reason their pitching sucks ass is because Yadier Molina is not calling pitches for the first time in 20 years.
Yeah, they spent a fuck ton of money bringing in Wilson Contreras as a free agent, and they've moved him to DH. He's not even calling games anymore.
They moved him to the outfield at one point, right?
They thought about it.
Yeah, they thought about it, but there's no room in their outfield until they trade somebody, which I think they're going to trade Tyler O'Neill pretty soon. And I think the Braves,
their outfield's loaded. And they have a pretty good lineup, too. Like, but Arenado's been kind of shitty this year also. The Cardinals just suck. But let's talk about
Bryce Harper.
Your Phillies.
Bryce Harper is my favorite player in the league.
Back to 500. Let's go.
He charged the dugout just coming off of surgery and got ejected.
He doesn't give a shit.
I fucking love him, dude. He doesn't give a shit,
but did you see what he said to the Rockies?
I didn't.
He said, you're a clown. He said, you're like a loser organization. You're never going to win anything. You're all losers. Now, Bryce Harper's won two MVPs, I guess, but he's never won anything.
Well, he's been in a World Series.
He played pretty well in it.
He sure did.
I guess. But maybe save that for next year.
Yeah, we didn't lose because of Bryce Harper last year.
I get that, but you know what? Maybe don't talk about other people being losers when you don't even have a fucking ring. In fact, the only team you've ever been on that's won a ring was won it the year after you left. Like, as soon as you were gone, Rob, they won a championship.
The city of Denver is full of losers. All right. Denver as a town is just trash.
The Broncos have won three in the last, 25 years at least. So.
I don't care about the Broncos.
All right.
Nug's about to take it home.
Yeah.
But, dude, yeah, Harper. And by the way, Harper also, we make fun of the Mets for choking away the division last year. 2 years ago, in 21, it was the fucking Phillies who choked away the division.
Can't remember.
And they still gave Harper the MVP even though Austin Riley snatched that fucking division title away from him and kicked them out of the fucking playoffs.
But that's what Philly is. You're giving out pity MVPs. And Embiid, Harper that year, that's what they do up there.
And I should be noted, by the way, the Philadelphia Phillies, most losses in professional sports history.
Because we've been around forever.
Yeah, but you also have like a clownishly small amount of championships.
We've been around since the 1800s.
And you have
found a new slam.
You
pitch.
Have three World Series.
I mean,
you didn't even win your first one till like 80.
You couldn't even keep a Liberty Bell.
No, you have two World Series.
I mean, it's cracked, for Christ's sakes. Take care
the
of that.
Cubs have
those
like,
guys weren't from Philly.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the Philadelphia Athletics won quite a few.
Mm-hmm. They did.
They moved.
Right.
Are you an A's guy?
the Philly team won plenty, but just not.
Philadelphia Warriors won a couple titles.
Yeah.
They won two, right? 59, and what was the other one?
Nah, probably.
I don't remember. 59 is something.
Look, I'll ride for the St. Louis Hawks all day. But
yeah, I know you're a big fan,
and the Rams for that matter.
I love Bryce Harper. I would love to have him on any team.
Same.
Like, he's just an old school fucking ball player, which is interesting because when you see a guy come up with that amount of press on him all the time, like LeBron, I would not consider to be an old school basketball player. He is a floppy, whiny bitch. Right.
But also, who has that kind of expectations in baseball very often? Not many.
Not many. Yeah. I mean, like, you're seeing it right now with Drew Jones. He's kind of getting crushed by it. I think it's stifling his development a little bit, all the expectation on him. Although he's been injured mostly since he got drafted. But, yeah, that's a lot of weight to be on the cover of ESPN when you're 14 years old.
Yeah, no, he's dope. He's good for the game.
And he's matured, and he's like, he used to be like a total douche.
Yeah.
Now he's kind of like only slightly a douche.
But here's the thing, though.
But he what 21-year-old is not a fucking douchebag?
Especially like that,
and he's a Mormon, and yeah, he has a whole lot of weird things.
Swears a lot for a Mormon.
He does.
He's a Jack Mormon. That's not the same thing.
Is Harper a Mormon?
He is.
He's a Merman. Yeah. Well, Merman.
Yeah.
It's not the same, but.
Yeah, sure.
He's dope, and he is good for the game, but like, never forget, like, he's a heel. He is a heel. Like, he's not a star. He's a heel. Mm. Like, he's not like Otani.
He's not a face.
I mean, a face. You don't know your wrestling terms.
Wrestling.
Whatever. I don't care.
Say it right, bitch.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
Wrestling. Hell yeah.
Wrestling, brother.
You take that gay porn and you get it out of here, sir.
You get that out of here, man. All right? You get that gay porn out of here. Take it right on out of the building. UFC this weekend.
Yeah, we lost.
The robot lost. Not you. I'm not blaming you. The robot lost.
But we are one.
Well, now you are.
It was a good bit.
It was.
Now it's over.
Four and one there. What happens?
Anthony Smith just got his leg chopped to bits by Johnny Walker. Yeah. It was a bad show.
Johnny Walker decided to finally not be trash anymore. Like, he resembled the Johnny Walker that was on his way to, like, oh, this is the dude who could beat Jon Jones before he did the worm.
Johnny Walker didn't look that good either. It's not like he went up to Jamal Hill after. Jamal Hill's not losing sleep over Johnny Walker.
Did he come in with just a good game plan and Smith couldn't react to it or what?
He just kept chopping Smith's leg and Smith didn't check it at all. So by the end of the fight, he was on one leg.
And he couldn't stand it.
He actually fell to the ground at one point and was like, Johnny Walker was kind of like, do I finish him here and just kind of let him go?
Mm. I feel like that's happened to Anthony Smith before, getting his front leg chopped.
He did his last fight. He blew out his leg.
Mm. Yeah, so. And it's, I don't know. It was just, it just, Anthony Smith just showed how trash he was. And then once you take two or three of those leg kicks, all your power's gone. Like, even if you're still like a puncher, you can't push off that leg. Like, your punches have like 40% of what they used to have.
And then the main event, Almeida submitted.
Well, hang on. There was a moment that went viral during this fight.
The talking?
When he looked at him in the middle of the ring and he said, "Are you trying to attack my family?"
Yeah.
What the fuck was
Who said that?
Anthony Smith. He said it to his opponent,
to Johnny, yeah,
in the middle of the fight.
Was he trying to psych
and even
himself
Homeboy
up
was. I don't know, but Homeboy was like, "What? What
I don't
the
know.
Fuck is going on?"
I don't know if like Anthony Smith was like, "Hey, like we had an agreement. Like, quit beating me up. I'm not going to be able to feed my family now because like I keep losing these fights." I don't freaking know, man. It's
or
it's just
like
ridiculous.
He's chopping the leg that he hurt before. I don't know.
Well, no, but remember his house was attacked.
Yeah.
It almost seemed like a fucking weird PTSD moment.
Oh.
Where he was looking at him and he was like, "You trying to attack my family?"
Oh, he was trying to psych himself up to get back into the fight.
That's what people were speculating online. I have no fucking idea. I mean, it was weird as shit.
You're overthinking it. Okay, here's what happened. That guy is a member of his own family, and the other fighter was attacking him. Thus, he was attacking that man's family.
I don't know, man.
We're brothers. We're family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everybody was trying to figure it out online. It seemed like he was trying to psych himself
up,
maybe. So
Johnny Walker responded to that, in which he responded with, "I have no idea what the fuck he was talking about. Watch me ride this roller coaster."
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he gave the interview on a roller coaster.
Okay. Because I was like, "What the fuck is going on here, man?"
That would be a funny thing to scream in the middle of a fight. Like, "You trying to kill my kids?" And then just go in there.
Yeah.
No, so the most important MMA news that we all love and we know we've all seen is our boy Connor. The little trailer drop for the Tough Enough.
There we go.
He's looking at Chandler in a full suit. Chandler's in workout gear. He's like, We're gonna go to 85. And Chandler's like, "All right, we'll fight 85. You'll do what I tell you, little boy." And he's just in a suit and he's not even looking at Chandler anymore. He's just like looking over here.
He just
to, like,
seems
nothing.
Like an animated, like animatronic.
Was it AI?
No, it's just an animatronic almost at this
point.
Yeah,
Connor might be a robot. Like, Connor may have died and we've replaced him with like a Borg unit or something because he's like glitches and freaks out and just flexes all the time for no reason.
Yeah,
and
that's
no
what
one.
Fucking a couple years worth of fucking
juice
test and Tranel mm-hmm. duty
yeah.
in the brain.
He's huge.
Is anybody.
Wait, are they fighting at 185?
So there's been a lot of discrepancy on what
that would
they
be the biggest he'd ever fought at.
So they. You know, Connor doesn't want to cut weight anymore. Chandler's obviously a huge 55-pounder. So they were talking about fighting at 70. Dana hated that idea and was like, "No, you guys are going to fight at 55 because you're both 55-pounders. I think Dana's trying to weasel away a Connor freaking championship fight. We'll see.
Yeah, but what they could do is fight at 170. Connor beats Chandler, and then Connor, for some reason, just gets awarded a title shot at Leon Edwards.
No.
No, God. That could happen. That's a very real possibility.
Leon kicks Connor's head off.
For sure. But like, that's a very real thing that could happen, especially in London.
Oh.
Leon Edwards versus Connor, or like in Ireland.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Just milking the goat for all it's worth.
Why not? UFC needs it. Let's do it. I'm all in for that.
But is anybody entertained by Connor anymore?
Yes.
Yeah, people
still it is every
Connor.
Single fucking move that guy makes, it is reported on.
Why?
We don't know.
He's still the dude right now. I mean, is there anybody more interesting than him in UFC, personality-wise?
People that win fights are quite a bit more interesting than me.
I like Jamal Hill. I think Jamal Hill might be more interesting than Connor. I've come full circle. I was such a Jamal Hill hater.
Do you know who that is?
No.
I don't either.
John Jones is quite a bit more interesting.
He's currently the champion at 205.
Yeah, I'll give you that. John Jones. So you got, but even John Jones, how much did they pay him to get him out to fight last time?
Sober John is boring.
Sober John is going to fight Stipe, and then he's going to like take time off, and there's going to be a weird like kind of lull in the heavyweight division. So they'll probably give that giant Russian, Sergey, the title shot for interim title against Almeida.
Yeah, Almeida.
Who just won the main event against Rozenstruik. Tapped him out in like a minute and a half. He's kind of boring, though, because he just wrestles guys down and does jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he's jiu-jitsu first.
Yeah.
But it's so I
guess, but he's so dominant. Like, nobody can stop him.
Him versus Sergey, I think, is going to be really interesting because it's back to that classic styles clash. So it's like, can Sergey knock his head off? Can Almeida get him down and get some sort of lock? There's some interest in that. And I don't hate an interim title there.
All right.
That'll probably happen because Stipe and John Jones probably will happen sometime later in the year, but then they won't fight again for another year or two.
Yeah, probably. I say let him and Brock Lesnar take all the fucking HGH steroids, mm-hmm. everything they can. Mm-hmm. Put those guys in the ring and let's make some money.
Brock just doesn't have
make some fucking
go
money.
Overseas. You gotta go to a fight.
Yeah, let's fly them down to Costa Rica where there are no laws.
Fuck yeah, dude!
And let them beat each other literally to death.
That'd be awesome. It'd be fucking great.
Or bring them both down to Panama and let me hunt them out in the jungle.
Sure, either one is fine.
It doesn't matter. You just go. Yeah, just go to a lawless country. Literally rebuild the Coliseum. Yep. And, like Dubai. You could do that in Dubai in 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. With slaves? Yeah.
But sure. Yeah,
yeah. Rob, simple. What do you think Fight Island is?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
Come
it,
on.
It really is.
Just drop all the airs, right? Like, just do it.
I don't
just
know commit. That they had any. They just, what was, how many people died when they built that stadium in Qatar? I mean, there was
40 or something like
that. Oh, they killed, more people died way building more. The Qatar stadiums than in 9/11. It was like thousands of people.
Yeah, it was thousands. Yeah.
Like 140 a day.
But it was beautiful.
Holy shit.
And it was a beautiful stadium.
Well, then they were...
You got to crack a few eggs,
then they
guys.
Were snatching gay people off the streets to fuck them up when they showed up to watch the World Cup too, right?
Yeah.
Look, I think it was a building problem. They didn't reinforce the concrete, so the skeletons and the bones kind of held it together.
It looked great on TV, and yeah, that's all that matters.
It's good binding material.
Yep. I guess. I mean, a femur is not my first choice for rebar, but if you got to use it, you got to use it.
That's what they did with the Jet Stadium with Jimmy Hoffa, right?
He's sure did.
The foundation of that thing.
Meadowlands.
Although they haven't won. So wait, real quick, when is Conor fighting next then?
They haven't announced it still. But it's like the season of Tough is going to air now, or it's going to air soon. And then after that, they're going to probably air a bunch of more promo of them two talking shit to each other.
October.
October, November.
Oh, all right. Shit.
Probably MSG.
Yeah, the New York one.
I don't care.
Wasn't John Jones looking at that date at MSG?
Yeah.
So what do? You put them both on the same card?
That's massive.
That be massive.
You can't do that.
I don't think so either. You got to split it up. No. That's too much revenue out of both of those guys.
You'll never be able to put John Jones in a co-main event. You could put Connor there, but I don't know if Connor. Like, what was the Cowboy fight? Was he the main event for the Cowboy fight?
Yeah, main event.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So.
Yeah, he was. Yep, he was the main event. We watched it. We were there.
Yeah, I can't remember.
It was the main event, though. I thought there was something after that.
No, it was the main event.
That was the main event.
That fight was over pretty quick. Yeah, just shoulder him in the face.
You and I were there. I mean, we were pretty fucked up, but we were there.
so. Yeah, I think we just have like a catchweight Grand Prix tournament, and whoever wins gets dropped off on an island somewhere, and I hunt them with a bow.
Sure. Let's do it.
We televise that whole thing.
And how are you with the bow?
Pretty good. Yeah. They can, it's not just about being good with a bow. Hunting with a bow is about moving through nature and being able to get within 30 meters of somebody, because I'm not using a compound bow. I'm using a fucking recurve.
I think Lesnar might get you.
That big honking gorilla is not going to be able to move through.
He's an outdoorsy dude.
Sure he might be an outdoorsy dude, but his fist is the size of this fucking laptop right now.
I know,
here.
But
he's dragging
his
knuckles behind him. He's not hunting anybody.
You're going to find that trail.
Him and Sable.
He's too big. I mean, he's from northern Minnesota, so he probably is a good hunter, but he's just too large.
Is he still married to Sable?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Lesnar's been married.
Who the fuck is Sable?
The hottest female athlete.
Pro wrestler. Yeah.
No shit. I didn't know that.
She was the original babe.
Yeah.
What do their kids look like? Are they fucking animals?
They have a rhinoceros horn.
My God, dude. Yeah. Holy shit.
Big time.
I mean, I've thought about what my kids would look like with her.
Well, you can keep thinking about that for a while.
You know what you should do? This is a good way to pick up chicks. So you fill up a... Are you good over there? You're making noise. You fill up a 20 ounce bottle.
Thinking about that rhino baby. I was what? Yeah.
You fill up a 20 ounce bottle with your semen and you go on one of these websites where you can put two pictures in and it tells you what the baby will look like from two people, and you fucking print those out and duct tape them around the fucking bottle and you mail them to her.
Yeah.
Okay. That to me is like,
this could
hey,
be
check
us.
This out.
Yeah.
You can see how high quality my semen is. Look at
the
shit under a microscope. Here's what the fucking baby's going to look like.
Yeah, but what if it's bad?
Well, if it's bad, then don't do that.
Yeah, and that's her fault.
Right. That's not. That's
if you're
not
combining
on
the
fault.
Two faces.
Correct.
Like you don't. You swipe left on the woman who makes you an ugly baby.
Right. Mm. Right. So you got to get rid of that one.
Like I'll still do it, but it's anal only.
Quick reminder here at the end of the show: D'Anthony and I will be in Tampa Bay for the Rowdies game on Saturday, May 27th.
Yeah, for the 10,000th fucking time. If one more person asks me what's going on that weekend, I'm fucking blocking you forever. On the 27th on Saturday that evening, we'll be at the Rowdies game.
We'll be at the Rowdies game.
The following game, I think it's like a noon 30 game or something like that. And
it is.
For the Rays.
It is, yeah.
And they're both in St. Pete, a mile and a half away from each other. That's Saturday and then Sunday. If you ask me again, you're fucking banned forever.
So we will be there. Ticket-wise, I know we're midfield for the Rowdies game. I just got the tickets sent over today from those guys. Rays game, for an early game like that, it might even start at 11:30 a.m. Tickets are available everywhere. We'll just kind of all sit together wherever we are. I think they put us in 110, but we'll figure that out as we get closer to the event. But once again, Saturday night, May 27th, oh, Rowdies game.
It's 11:35 a.m.
11:35 a.m.
That's Sunday game.
You guys Rays at Dodgers. That's perfect. Mimosas.
Ross, I'm going to need a
made out of Hard AF seltzer.
Flavor for the morning.
Absolutely right.
Like an orange, like a morning Hard AF.
Yeah, it'll be early drinking. That's Memorial Day weekend. We don't have a show on Monday because we don't profit off of our dead friends. So we're going hard that Sunday morning. Join us at the game. 110 is the section we are at for the Tampa Bay Rays game.
And if it
you can join us there, or we can just all meet somewhere. Yeah. I don't think that'll be sold out that early.
Probably catwalk. Meet catwalk.
Yeah, we'll meet there. That'll be
if
fun.
Everything goes well, that'll be Dustin May pitching for the Dodgers that day.
Okay.
Good pitcher.
Bozo the clown looking motherfucker.
Yeah, he's fucking carrot top dude. Yeah.
That'll be a good game.
Or not Bozo. What was the clown from The Simpsons? Krusty,
yeah.
Dodgers are in first place. Rays are in first place. That'll be a great game. Rowdies have rebounded, and they've won their last two here.
Don't let us get hot.
I know. Rowdies royalty. We are kids. And as always, you can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We will be live with Drinkin' Bros fake news on Drinkin' Bros podcast Patreon here in about 37 minutes. Thanks for joining us, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, Papa Georgie, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap, done for the first time ever, actually in the morning on one of these coasts. Good morning, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.